This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
Favor that eradicates emptiness. Exodus chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. I read from the New King James Version. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall be that when you go, that you shall not go empty-handed. Now, I know some of us are still booting. So let me repeat it for the benefit of those who are a bit slow this morning. And I will give these people, the throne room, favor in the sight of all the Egyptians. And it shall be that when you go, you shall not go empty-handed. Says, but every woman shall ask of her neighbor, namely, of her who dwells near her house, articles of silver, articles of gold, and clothing. And you shall put them on your sons and on your daughters. So you shall plunder the Egyptians. I stand here and I speak over your lives as a mouthpiece of the Most High God. And I've taught you many times before that once that comes up, the first thing that should come out of your mouth is I receive. Every Egyptian in your life, you shall begin to plunder them. I thought your amen would be louder than that. Five points, very quickly, because of our time. Number one, when God decides to favor a man, the empty becomes full. When God decides to favor any one man, the empty becomes full. Which means that there is a vessel that had been drained. A vessel that had been emptied because favor was missing. But when God decides to turn in your direction and says, according to my calendar in heaven, the day of this particular month is your day of favor. It means that before that sun sets on that particular day, whatever it is that was empty will now become full. You woke up in the morning empty. Empty of ideas. Empty of inspiration. Empty of, you know, innovation. But then God says, young man, I am about to do a new thing in your life. And he decides to turn around what was once empty. I pray for empty brains here in this house this morning. In the name of the Lord of hosts, receive inspiration from above. Oh, I thought your amen would be louder than that. I read recently that Mark Zuckerberg has become the third richest man in the world with about $80 billion or so. Is he more intelligent than an average Nigerian? We are so sharp, it is unbelievable. It was an inspiration in one room somewhere that turned an empty into a fool. I pray for 50 people here today. Before this year is over, there shall be a manifestation of fullness. Second Chronicles chapter 1, verses 6 to 12. And Solomon went up there to the bronze altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of meeting. And he offered 1,000 burnt offerings on it. And on that night, before the day was over, on that night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him, ask what I shall give you. And Solomon said to God, you have shown great mercy to David, my father. You have made me king in his place. Now, O Lord God, let your promise to David, my father, be established. For you have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth, a multitude. Let me pause here. For the mere fact that you are a congregant in throne room, you are a king. That amen is sitting in a wheelchair. Politically, you are a king. Economically, you are a king. Academically, you are a king. But you just don't know it. And because of that, you have not been wearing your crown. And that crown is a symbol of your authority over your domain. I don't know who God has in mind this morning, but I have come here to activate your kingship. And I declare in the name of the Lord of hosts, anywhere you find yourself, you shall begin to reign. It says, now give me wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before these people. For who can judge these great people of yours? Then God said to Solomon, because this was in your heart, and you have not asked for riches or wealth or honor or the life of your enemies, nor have you asked for long life, but you have asked for wisdom and knowledge, for yourself, that you may judge my people over whom I have made you king. Wisdom and knowledge are granted to you. And I will give you the riches and the wealth and the honor, such as none of the kings have had who were before you, and none shall any after you have like this. There are 5 people under the sound of my voice. That head that is empty of inspiration, before this generation comes to an end, it shall be said that God singled you out. I've shared it with us before in the past that hard work is not the key to success. Many of us work very hard, sweat like Christmas goats. We have nothing to show for it. But there are some people sitting in offices who are working smart. All they do is lift a pen, make policies that favor their business interests. But then there is a level above all of that. It is a level of grace work that makes things effortless, that even before you lift a finger, it is done. I pray for 100 people here this morning. From this moment henceforth, the favor of God will be at work in your life. Point number 2, favor that eradicates emptiness. When God decides to favor any one man, another man's loss becomes your gain. Receive it in the name of Jesus. During the World Cup, we were all doing calculations. All of a sudden, we became mathematicians. And we began to calculate, if this one should lose, then we should go through. If we beat that one, then we are still safe. Even if we make 1-1, and they make 1-1 there, or that one loses by this, we all became mathematicians. Another man's loss can become your gain. Oh, only a few people are getting this. It does not mean that you are wishing evil against them. You are in your lane, but God just decides and says, okay, Musuliu, you stay there, you have lost. But you know, Femi, Oluwadami, Lare, Kemi, you shall begin to make progress. I don't know Musuliu. All I am saying is that when God decides to favor a man, It can cause another man's loss to favor you. I speak over everybody under the sound of my voice today. Anyone competing with your destiny, they shall begin to lose ground. Genesis 25:29-34. Now Jacob cooked a stew. I mean, the stew was fantastic. You know what I'm talking about. And Esau came in from the field, and he was weary. And Esau said to Jacob, "Please feed me with that same red stew, for I am weary." Therefore, his name was called Edom. But Jacob said, "Well, you want some of this stew? Sell me your birthright as of this day." And Esau said, "Look, I am about to die. So what is this birthright to me?" Then Jacob said, "Swear to me as of this day." Again, as of this day. So he swore to him, and he sold his birthright to Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils. Then he ate and drank and arose and went his way. Thus, Esau dispersed his birthright. Do you know it may not even be your birthright? But when God decides to favor you before the day comes to an end, it can be transferred to you. What you don't deserve, what was not supposed to come your way, before the sun sets today, there shall be a transfer into your hands. Point number three, favor that eradicates emptiness. Do you know that when God decides to favor a man, everything his enemies do will help him achieve his destiny? Receive it in the name of Jesus. You are there minding your own business. You are not hustling. You are not struggling. You are just there minding your business, worshiping your God, moving in your own lane. And they are there running up and down looking for ways to destroy you. Do you know that was the case of Daniel? Daniel was favored of God. In fact, he was so favored that in a strange land, he became president of presidents. Minded his own business. Young, handsome, bobo, fine boy, no pimples. Worshipping his God like my brothers were worshipping earlier on. And they were waiting for his downfall, plotting his downfall. And they went to the king and they said, "Live long, O king. There is a policy that we think is good for you because you are king over so many kingdoms. Make a decree, put it into the constitution that nobody should worship any other god but you." And the king said, "That sounds good, you know. I mean, obviously, I have achieved. I mean, what are you talking about? My father's farm is bigger than every other farm. I mean, I have gone over the world. Everybody knows my name." "You are right. That's the right thing to do." So they made the law. And Daniel heard. And Daniel made up his mind that, "Well, you do your own, I will do my own." And he went to his house, opened the windows in the morning, afternoon, evening, middle of the night. He kept praying to his God. And all his enemies, they were running up and down, up and down, up and down. In the morning, they took phone, went there with iPhone 10 or iPhone 11 or iPhone 12. And they put it on Facebook Live. See him, he's praying. Every morning when throne room is praying and your prayers are on Facebook Live, your enemies are watching. Oh. They are watching. In the afternoon, when it was time for prayer, they will go with Instagram. They will report it. They will record it on Instagram. See him? He's praying. In the evening, they will go with Snapchat. They will record it. He's praying. And then before the night is over, because these evil ones, they gather in the middle of the night, they will run back to the palace and say, "Live long, O king." During the entire course of the day, Daniel, your boy, has been flouting your rules. See him in the morning, Facebook Live. See him in the afternoon, Instagram. See him in the evening, Snapchat. So the king said, "Is that so? Send for him." So they ran to Daniel's house. "Daniel, oh boy, the king wants you. What is the matter?" "He just wants, we don't even know what he wants to do. Maybe he wants to have a meeting so that we can sort out this budget that they have been padding. But because, you know, you are the one with the smartest brain, come and help us sort it out." So Daniel came, he showed up. And the king said, "They have come to me with reports that you have been flouting my law. You know I have no option but to throw you in the lion's den. But I hope your God, whom you serve." When you truly serve your God, your enemies know you serve a living God. So his enemies were rejoicing that an end has come to Daniel. So they threw Daniel in the lion's den. And before his sole of his feet touched the ground, the baby lion wanted to attack him. How do I know? The Bible says the young lion does hunger and thirst. But before the baby lion could pounce, Mama Lion said, "Error, my lobe." "Why? Out of anger." I said, "Can't you see the hand of God all over this one?" So out of frustration, I think I've shared it with us before, the baby lion asked and said, "Oh God, what will be your name?" He said, "My name is Daniel." He said, "Oh God, Daniel, now only you walk out, come." Because the baby lion knew that there was also Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If the hand of God is on Daniel, let me at least have access to the others. But because you are the pinpoint person in your family, the rest of your family are hereby covered from above. Daniel responded and said, "No, be only me, waka come. The lion of the tribe of Judah, he waka come with me." So Daniel said, "Chillax. Don't stress yourself. Tomorrow morning, you will eat and fat and have constipation. Tonight, let's just chill." So, overnight, they gisted, they chillaxed. "Ah, did you see that girl, Lajumoke? She woke up one morning. She carried a tray of bread and she met Favor in a photo shoot. Now, she has become a model. Can you see? Did you see that boy, Ife? He went into one house. For a few weeks, he was just himself there. He came out, he became a multimillionaire. Did you see? Did you see that president who is always falling sick, who will not have medical treatment in his own country, and he became a permanent resident in another nation? Did you see?" So, all night, they gisted. In the morning, the king ran to the lion's den. Now, throughout the night, when Daniel was in the lion's den, all his enemies, they were busy dancing shaku shaku. You know what I'm talking about. So don't pretend as if you don't know. Some of them were dancing shaku. But the king ran and said, "Daniel, as the Lord whom you serve, has he preserved thee?" Daniel said, "Live long, O king. My God has preserved me." He said, "Bring him out. Bring him out." "Oh, yeah, 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 yeah." All those bastards, all those infidels who wanted to truncate his destiny, their wives, their grandfather, their grandmother, their sisters, their cousins, their nephews, their nieces, their children, their grandchildren. Go and bring all of them. They were busy dancing, shocking, when they saw the king's soldiers, sure, catch them. That day, that very day, the young lion, after he had feasted so much, opened his mouth with his big stomach. All this meat that we are sharing. Cha. There is. Before today comes to an end, all your enemies will fall into their pits. What number are we on? Number four. If God decides to favor a man, who can be against him? Genesis chapter 48, verses 17 to 20. Genesis chapter 48. Genesis chapter 48, verses 17 to 20. It says, now when Joseph saw that his father had laid his right hand on the head of Ephraim, he displeased him. So he took hold of his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head, to put it on Manasseh's head. And Joseph said to his father, not so, my father, for this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head. But his father refused and said, I know, my son, I know. He also shall become a people. He also shall be great. But truly, his younger brother shall be greater than he. And his descendants shall become a multitude of nations. So he blessed them that day, saying, by you Israel will bless, saying, may God make you as Ephraim and Manasseh. And thus he set Ephraim before Manasseh. If God decides to favor you, do you know your dad cannot stand against it? If it was up to David's father, he would not have nominated him to be anointed king. Read your Bible very well. When the man of God came into their family, he arraigned all his brothers. He conveniently left David out. What was David's offense? Was it the one that said, I want to come into the world through you? Was it the one that said, listen, have me as an illegitimate child? Many of us don't know the history of David. But according to the Bible scholars, David was a product of a one-night stand. His wife went on a business trip one day. The old man decided to go and catch some fun. Saw one lepacious babe in a club. Started dancing one corner with her. 9 months later, David showed up. You know what I'm talking about. My own people know what I'm talking about. When they brought David home, the woman of the house said, listen, what you have done, there's nothing I can do about it. But this child, take it away from here. Because out of sight is out of mind. So the baby of the house, the last born, who is supposed to be the most pampered, was the one inside Sambisa Forest. With Boko Haram and ISIS and Al-Qaeda under the hot sun. But on a day like today, favor sought him out. I don't know who God is speaking to. You may be the David in your family. But before this day comes to an end, favor will single you out. Number five, favor that eradicates emptiness. Number five point is this. This same God that can favor you and turn empty to full that can favor you and make another man's loss your gain? That can favor you and cause all your enemies to be running about and push you towards your destiny? This same God that can favor you and be for you, that even your household cannot be against you? Number 5 points. If he wants anything from you, please give it to him voluntarily. If he wants anything from you, give it to him voluntarily. Because it is a setup for a step up. It is a setup for a step up. When you read the book of Exodus, chapter 4, 22 to 23, Exodus chapter 4, 22 to 23, Exodus chapter 14, 21 to 48, Exodus 14, 21 to 48, you see God telling Pharaoh, Israel is my firstborn. Let him go so that he may worship me. Pharaoh said, who are you? Okay. You dare me. Before the day broke, the firstborn of Egypt were slaughtered. Every Pharaoh in your life, every Pharaoh in your home, every Pharaoh in your family, keeping you bondage, stopping you from fulfilling your life, I decree in the name of the Lord of hosts, if they don't repent, by tomorrow morning, they shall be dead. When you now fast forward to John chapter 6, verses 5 to 13. John chapter 6, verses 5 to 13. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing a great multitude coming towards him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? But this is said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. So Philip answered him and said, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them. That every one of them may have a little, it is not sufficient. So one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many? Then Jesus said, make the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves. And when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples. And the disciples to those sitting down. And likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. So when they were all filled, from empty stomachs to filled stomachs, he said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain so that nothing is lost. Therefore, they gathered them up and they filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. Do you know those 12 baskets were taken to that young boy's house? They were taken to his family. He had a little. And he was the smallest boy in the congregation. He was yet a boy. Not even a man. He wasn't a businessman. He wasn't a company owner. He wasn't a director anywhere. He was the smallest in the congregation. Yet, he went home with the fullest. You may not be the biggest here. You may be a nobody in this congregation. However, I have come here with good news for you. Everything in your hand, as you surrender it to God, he will multiply it. Oh, I thought your amen would be louder than that. When God decides to do such a thing, do you know level changes? And when your level changes, your language changes. You didn't get that? There are some of us today that we have never left the shores of Nigeria, but our phoné is greater than an American phoné.
But when you see us, you know, on the outside, we are fully decked out. But when you check the bank account, it is empty. Because we are wearing our entire wealth on our body. But I have come here in the name of the Lord of hosts. From this moment henceforth, by virtue of favor that eradicates emptiness, anywhere you go from now, you shall overflow. I thought your amen would be louder than that.
Favor that eradicates emptiness. The emptiness is not just about money. Some homes are empty of joy, empty of peace, empty of good health, empty of sound mind, empty of achievements. What is your life empty of? There is a favor that can eradicate that emptiness. Please rise to your feet. Do you know that favor is a force? Favor is a force that once that force begins to move, it changes from potential to kinetic. And once that thing is in motion, any bagger, any boko, any haram, it bulldozes them out of the way. Favor is a force. And favor is a force that can make you get an alert from somebody you did not work for. Oh, you don't believe me? I met a young man just, was it last week? He's a big boy. I won't mention his name. He's in the oil and gas business. We were on the same flight into Dubai. And from head to toe, you can't tell. He's loaded. Gold, this gold, that gold, everywhere, you know. And, you know, he was talking about himself, you know, talking about himself. Ah, you don't know me. I say, I don't. But if you know me, from my house, I get T-Mobile. Yeah. I control things. We are the one that run things. My own slice of Nigeria, I have it. In fact, I don't need to run anywhere. The likes of Dangote, the likes of Otedola, we are pals. We roll together. I said, He said, I'm going to a nightclub. The name of the nightclub, he mentioned it. He said, do you know the place? I said, I don't know. He said, okay, so but you are so calm. Are you a pastor? I said, by God's grace. He said, looking at your face, you look like that Adeboye of Redeem. Now you being picking. I mean, this young man is just, he's just funny. But where am I going with this? He was mentioning Dangote, mentioning Otedola, mentioning all this. And then whilst he was speaking, I remembered the story of a class school, the class childhood, the childhood classmate of one big man too here in Nigeria. The man owns oil company, owns mobile phone company, owns, what do you name it? Some of you know who I'm talking about. I don't have to mention it. He met his friend at a party recently and he said, listen, Ore, how far? The friend said, oh boy, not too far. How body, body day in cyclone? How you day? I day like daily. What is the matter? He said, fingers are not equal. When I was in school, I was smarter than you. I was first in class. You used to be 35 out of 36. But see your life today. The difference is clear. Ah, so the rich friend said, do you have a bank account? He laughed. I must have money to put in a bank account. He said, on Monday morning, go to any branch. Any one of my branches, open an account, text me your account details. Oh, there's somebody here who will get something. On Monday morning, the poor friend did as his rich friend asked him to do. He sent the text message to the rich friend. The rich friend picked up his phone, called the bank manager, and said, manager, with immediate alacrity, transfer 10 billion naira into this account. Instead of shouting, receive it. You see, there is a level of empty. There is a level of non-existence.
didn't even have an account. The account was non-existent, let alone empty. Oh, you are not getting it. But Monday morning, account that was non-existent came into existence. And before that day was over, what was empty became full. Can I pray for somebody here? Before this week is over, you shall manifest in fullness. Some of us have accounts. We get alerts on a daily basis. The alert, stamp duty, remove. Again. You get another alert, again. SMS alert, removed. You get another alert, COT removed. You get another alert, penge, VAT on COT removed. And you begin to say, the little amount of money I have there, they've almost withdrawn everything. But on a monthly basis, he said, give him 10% interest rate. On a monthly basis, he will get alert, penge, 1 billion naira credited. And when he opens his mouth, he blows, he will just be into a song. I don't get a lot. God. Can I pray for only 20 people? 20. Whose faith is big enough to go from non-existent to overflowing. I decree before this month is over, you will have a mighty testimony in your mouth. Lift up those hands to the Most High God. I will give you just one prayer point, just one. With your hands lifted up to the heavens, with your voice louder than your neighbor, cry to the King of Kings and say, Father. Cry like you mean business. Say, Father. Take me from empty. Take me from non-existent. Take me to full. Take me to overflowing. In every area of my life, let your favor eradicate emptiness. Go ahead and talk to the Most High God.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you.